Hi, my name is Claire Mitchell, and I am a developer on the Windows Core Networking team. In this video, I will be taking you through the basics of the Windows 8 Hyper-V Extensible Switch data path. Specifically, I will go over the behaviors for capture and filter extensions. These behaviors also apply to forwarding extensions, but my next video will cover forwarding behaviors in more detail. As I described in my first video, the Hyper-V extensible switch data path is bidirectional. When a net bufferless enters the switch from any NIC, it enters on ingress, traversing all switch extensions. It is then forwarded by either a forwarding extension or the Hyper-V switch itself, and then proceeds on egress, traversing the switch extensions in reverse order before being delivered to its defined destination list. The ingress and egress paths map to the ENDIS send and receive paths. In code, this means that the first call that will be made to your switch extension will be filter send netbufferless, and to pass the NBL further down the stack, you will call ENDIS fsend netbufferless. Then on egress, ENDIS will call filter receive netbufferless, and your extension can pass the NBL to be delivered using ENDIS findicate receive netbufferless. The NBL is then completed in reverse order. The NBL is passed back to your extension's egress path using filter return netbufferless, and then your extension completes it using ENDIS F return netbufferless. Finally, the ingress path is completed with a filter send netbufferless complete function call, and your extension completes the NBL using ENDIS F send netbufferless complete. While an NBL is in the Hyper-V switch extensibility stack, there is switch-specific information available on each netbufferless. Source information for the NBL is available in the ENDIS switch forwarding detail net bufferless infrastructure. This can be retrieved using the net bufferless switch forwarding detail macro. The NBL's forwarding detail contains the source port ID and source NIC index of the NBL. This is available on both ingress and egress. The source port ID is the identifier of the port the NBL was indicated from, and the source NIC index is the identifier of the NIC the NBL was indicated from. NIC indexes are only used for the external port to identify teamed NICs. Port ID and NIC index information is provided to your extension using the control OIDs detailed in the previous video. The forwarding detail also contains information about where the packet payload is stored. NBLs indicated from an internal or external NIC will always be allocated in host memory, but NBLs indicated from VMs can be allocated in guest memory. For this reason, we provide an is packet data safe bit and a safe packet data size. If the is packet data safe bit is set, the entire NBL payload has been allocated in host memory and is safe to access and apply policy on. If the is packet data safe bit is not set, only the first safe packet data size bytes are safe to access. If your extension needs to apply policy further on an NBL, it must duplicate it to host memory, completing the original NBL. This will guarantee that the payload that your extension applied policy on will be the payload that is delivered to its destination. The destination information for an NBL is only available on egress. It is accessible by capture and filter extensions using the getNetBufferless destinations handler. This handler will return back an ENDIS switch forwarding destination array. The array header has both num elements and num destinations. Num elements is the allocated size of the destination array, and num destinations is the actual number of destinations committed to the array. The elements of the destination array are ENDIS switch port destinations. Each destination port has the destination information and an is excluded field. Filtering extensions can use this field to prevent an NBL from being delivered to an already defined destination. If a filtering extension is excluding all remaining destinations for an NBL, it is expected that the extension will complete the NBL rather than marking it as excluded. The Hyper-V Switch Extensibility API provides a set of callback functions used specifically for switch functionality. If extensions need to use this provided functionality, it is expected that they retrieve the ENDIS switch optional handlers using ENDIS F get optional switch handlers during filter attach. There are three callback functions used for the destination list that may be used by capture and filter extensions. I've already explained that getNetBufferless destinations can be used to retrieve an existing destination list on an NBL. When a filtering extension needs to set a destination to be excluded, it must use the updateNetBufferless destinations API. Additionally, whenever a switch extension drops an NVL, they must call Report Filtered NetBuffer List. This updates the drop packet counters and allows extensions to log ECW events detailing why the NVLs were dropped. The second set of callbacks that can be used by both capture and filter extensions are the forwarding context callbacks. These functions must be used when cloning, duplicating, or injecting an NVL within the extensible switch. After using the NDIS APIs to clone, duplicate, or allocate an NVL, a switch extension must call allocate net buffer list forwarding context. This allocates all of the switch-specific routing information found on an NVL in the switch. When cloning or duplicating an NVL, the copy net buffer list info function should be used to copy over the switch-specific routing information to the newly allocated context. When calling copy net buffer list info, one of the flags to pay attention to is the NDIS switch copy NVL info flags preserve destinations. NVLs injected on ingress must have no destination set, and NVLs injected on egress must have their payloads unchanged and injected with a duplicate of the destination list set by the forwarding extension or vSwitch. Setting this preserve destinations flag will create this destination list duplicate, and then the NVL must be injected on egress. After an injected NVL is completed back to your extension, before you free the NVL, you must call free NetBufferList forwarding context to free the forwarding context allocated by your previous allocate call. Finally, capture and filtering extensions can allocate their own context on each NVL. Because of the bidirectional nature of the extensible switch's data path, using NDIS's typical NetBufferList context construct is not possible. If your extension needs to allocate its own context per NVL, it can use the set and get NetBufferList switch context callback functions. This will allow an extension's NVL context to be accessed at any time on ingress or egress. That was a general overview of the functionality provided to capture and filtering extensions in the extensible switch data path. All of the same functionality is provided to forwarding extensions. In the next video, I will go over all of the additional forwarding features used to define destinations in a forwarding extension.